The municipality of Jasper is anticipating that the renovations to its recreation facilities will be completed in the third quarter as expected. Christopher Reed, Director of Community Development, provide this update to Council during Tuesday's Committee of the Whole meeting. The project is also expected to be completed within the approved budget of $20.4 million. However, the project had initially been budgeted at $14 million prior to final approval, but Council had to increase the budget by $6.4 million due to inflation. While the project overall is on track, the Aquatic Center reopening had to be delayed due to asbestos that was discovered and required removal. The Aquatic Center reopening is now scheduled for June. This should coincide with the height of tourist season, so open for July and August, Reed said, later adding that the pool won't require its usual shutdown in the early fall. The project team has also addressed site conditions related to the elevator placement at the activity center and existing building structure constraints. The activity center lobby, basement and upper curling lounge is still expected to be completed in the third quarter, which should coincide with arena and curling operation season startup. Tournaments and local games and practices at the arena, this season, were very well supported by the arena, activity center and custodial staff and those temporary external change rooms thanks to the partnership with Tourism Jasper and many local businesses, Reed said. The fitness center has remained open throughout the project, although there was a closure last week to replace old electrical panels with new ones. Reed warned these types of closures would occur occasionally throughout the remainder of the project. The project aims to fully renovate and modernize aquatic center changing areas and fully renovate all existing arena dressing rooms while adding new dressing rooms. It will also address life cycle reinvestments in mechanical and electrical systems and improve physical accessibility such as by installing an elevator in the activity center. Cown. Wendy Hall asked Reed to clarify what the non-gendered change rooms in the aquatic center would entail. Very simply, there will be no more public nudity, no matter what your gender is, Reed replied. Every space that's a public space is a clothed space, and every changing space is a private space. There will be a variety of private changing spaces, ranging from only having a simple bench to being large enough to accommodate families. So, the need of the user will be met in different rooms, and all of the lockers are in a public, clothed space, Reed added. Committee received the report for information.